Greetings, everybody, and welcome back to Season 2 of TechniSec for Classrooms, the podcast. So, again, it's been a while since I've heard from all of you, and coming back right now with everything that's been going on here in the world, just wanted to first start out and say my thoughts and prayers are with all those first responders and anybody who is helping out with the coronavirus pandemic, like hospital workers, fire department, anything like that, police officers. Much respect and love for all of you, and I always have you in my thoughts. So again, those of you who are able to work from home, make sure you stay safe, and hopefully this can kind of give you a little bit of entertainment here to kind of get your mind off things. So anyways, let's get going here. All right. First topic on our discussion today is video chat services. So video chat services are things like Zoom, Google Hangouts, which can also be confused with Google Meet, but that's a whole Google thing because it's, I feel like they have five new chat services every single year because they also have Google Duo, but then there's also Facebook Messenger, which now has a desktop app which you can use that has a video chat service along with it. There's even I guess you could call it the Microsoft Teams aspect that ties in with Skype. A lot of ones out there, even some small startups that I've seen popping up here. But one I want to just start out talking about is Zoom. Zoom, in my personal opinion, was one of my favorites. Back when I had my master's program, we used Zoom all the time and we had no problems. And even now they have some of those kind of cool, kind of brings back memories of some of the old iMacs from the early 2000s photo booth-esque. If you know what I'm talking about, kind of backgrounds you could pick. They had the option where you could pick a virtual, they call it a virtual background. And so to me, it kind of gave the feel of like a green screen effect. Wasn't super great, but it was still kind of fun to play around with, especially with some things for teaching wise. Well, recently with Zoom, and hopefully none of your school districts have had issues like this, but there's been a little bit of a security problem with Zoom. So with Zoom, here's a little quick rundown via CNET, kind of some of the problems that they've run through. So again, if your school district uses Zoom, hopefully you haven't had any of these problems. So some of the things, I mean, with Zoom, is really easy to use, but I think that also can kind of be some of its downfall because there's some aspects to Zoom that make it kind of easily hackable, which is the problem that they had. There were some bugs in the software code that essentially made it easy for people to do things called Zoom bombing. And so back on March 30th, there was an issue with some school districts looking into the possibility of, hey, are we being Zoom bombed? Like some people easily guessing the code, which if you've ever used Zoom, you can set it to using a password to hopefully protect yourself from other people getting in. Well, what they've had is some people easily guessing those codes and then jumping into the phone conversation and showing, shall we say, some not very appropriate things. Possibly even pornographic, as according to a newspaper in Kentucky had put. There was a school district recently in Kentucky that had an issue with some people Zoom bombing, I should say, during a school session with some teachers and even some college professors talking about dual credit chip with between a college and a high school, and some people jumping on there and showing some very inappropriate videos. Okay. So that's some of the issues. But then some other things that have recently kind of happened after that, it actually kind of urged on the FTC to start an investigation into Zoom for like privacy issues. Well, this kind of opened up, shall we say, a Pandora's box, because what they've recently found, as of April 6th, and now today is April 7th, so as of April 6th, just yesterday, there's some people have found, and again, this is according to CNET, so Zoom accounts were found on what they call the dark web. Now, dark web is kind of where people on the internet sell people's information, and that's not a good thing. So, but security firm, and hopefully I don't botch these names, but Sixgill revealed that it was discovered that there was a person on the dark web who was posting a link of probably around a collection of 352 Zoom accounts. So taking people's personal information and posting it out there. Okay. So, which then kind of led to a lot of school districts banning the use of Zoom. Now, the school district that I work for, we personally have been using Google Hangouts. Okay. Now, those of you who've used Google Hangouts / Google Meet, I mean, there's like not a lot of fancy frills with it, but it does a pretty nice job. Okay. So I personally totally fine with Google Hangouts. Okay. I've also actually thrown out here just a couple other that I've used for some other students who haven't been able to necessarily get on to that. I've used things like FaceTime, which personally for me, I don't know if you've tried some of those group FaceTime video chats, but this is just a personal opinion. But when you have multiple people on a Facebook or FaceTime, not Facebook, FaceTime for like Apple, FaceTime chat, the screen will actually kind of float. And so your picture will be going, and if you have motion sickness, it might not be necessarily the greatest thing to experience. So, but it's not too bad if there's like two people on a call. But when you start getting like, I've had other staff members get on a FaceTime call with me, you have like 6-7 people. I don't know if any of you have experienced this, but seeing the wonderful floating heads and trying to follow, it's ugh. So personally, and nothing against Apple products, I love Apple products. Just maybe group FaceTime, not necessarily for me. So I've used other things like that. I'm curious, though, if any of you, and leaving out names, things like that, I don't want to get anybody in trouble, but I'm just curious if you've experienced anything like this with, say, like Zoom, or possibly, is there any video chat services that you've used for school that you personally like? Just throw another one out here before I direct you where to go to put those, is that I've used is Flipgrid. Now, some of you have used Flipgrid before, might not necessarily think of it as a video chat service, but I use it as a video chat service in the aspect that I'll post a video of a topic for the kids to discuss, and then they post a video comment, and then it has the option of giving feedback on that student's work with either typing a message or you can talk about it. So what I do is I talk or I video myself. I do a video feedback. And so we actually kind of have this chain going back and forth on Flipgrid for some of the students who can't necessarily get onto Flipgrid because, or to get onto Google Hangouts. I give them Flipgrid because, again, those of you who know, to be a great teacher, you got to give out multiple ways to contact people. You can't just expect everybody to go one specific way. So like I said before, I'm curious to hear if any of you have had any issues with some of this video chat services, what kind of specific issues you've had when working with your students, and is there a video service that I haven't named that you personally like? So if you know any of those, I'm going to leave a link for a voice messages, something new that I'm super excited to debut here on the first episode of season 2, is you can leave a video comment. And I'll go through those video comments, and hopefully if we start building up some video comment, or what am I saying? Video comments. I'm talking about video chatting. If we have some audio comments, I can start posting some of those on my next episode. And we can kind of go through that. Or I can just talk about a quick summary of the chats that I get. Like I said, new to this, so trying something different. So like I said, after we get done here, just look for the link in the show notes, okay? Well, that's our first show back for Season 2 of Tech in a Sec for Classrooms, the podcast. Maybe I should think of a different name for that. Well, anyways, I'm so happy that I can come back to you with content like this. And as always, stay safe out there. Practice that social distancing. I think it'd be interesting to look back on this podcast or in other podcasts and just kind of reflect after this is all over, which we will get through this, just to kind of look back and see, like, wow, just where we've come from. So again, stay safe and check you later.